Start on the bottom of Hey, Aleph Amud Bet. So we were dealing with the brisa of Rabbi Yossi and the position of Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about the position of the Rabbanan? So we dealt with the position of Rabbi Yossi with regards to whether Inui Nefesh and Dvarim Benodu Beinah. Right? And now Gemara wants to know what's the position of the Chachamim with regards to this. So, Boy Minei Rav Mi Rav Nachman, Rav Asrav Nachman, Tashmish Hamita the Rabbanan, Inui Nefeshu, Odvarim Shabbin Olveina. When it comes to Tashmish Hamita, what's the Rabbanan's position with regards to whether it's Inui Nefesh or Odvarim Shabbin Olveina? Because we know, according to the Chachamim, that Bechitza and Kishut, right, in the Mishnah, are Inui Nefesh. Right, and that's what Rabbi Yossi rejects, that as being Inui Nefesh. Then Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says, we ask whether Rabbi Yossi thinks those are Devarim Benel Deveina or not, and that's what we discussed yesterday. Now the one wants to know, Tashmish Amita, according to the Rabbanan, is that Inu Nefesh or Devarim Shabbin Olveina? Amar Leih, Tinitua. We learned it in a Mishnah further on, later on in the Perek. There's a Mishnah, Unatul Na Ani Mine Yudim. Says that the woman takes a neder that she will not get, basically, benefit or she will not have Tashmish with any Jew. So there the Gemara says, Yaper Chalko Umisham Shato. That he is mayfair, the husband is mayfair, his portion of that neder, and then he'll have marital relations with her. And outside of him, she'll be restricted from having relations with any other Jew. So now, what do we know from that? If you think that that's an inu nefesh, right? What did we learn? That's what we learned with regards to unpay, right? What's the difference in payment? What's the difference between Inui Nefesh, I'm sorry, payment up.
Is that right? Where is this?
I'm sorry, it's on Ayin Tenem and Bet. Ayin Tenem and Bet, we learned what's the difference between Inui Nefesh and Dvarim Lebeino Lebeina. What's the difference? Is the ability of the Baal to be made for himself or be made for others. When it's Inui Nefesh, the Baal can be made for both for himself and for everybody else, meaning that he can eliminate the nether entirely. Whereas when it's only Dvarim Shabbin Olveina, right, he can eliminate the nether with regards to himself, but he can't eliminate the nether with regards to others. So that,
yeah, I recall that when the Rabbi Akiva said that.
Very good. So the Rashi, on the second half of today's daf, I'll get to you in 1 second. That's a good question. Rashi asked that question on the second half of today's daf. I'll do it in 1 second. I'll just read it to you. You see from here, from this mission and further on, that the must be a Dvarim Shabbin Olveina. We're talking about Tashmish Amita. Must be a Dvarim Shabbin Olveina because it's only made for his portion and not the portion of anybody else. Shmamina, Dvarim Shabbin Olveina. So see that that's the case. The Rabbanan, so Gemara says, Rabbanan Tibayla. Gemara says, still, that doesn't answer our question. That only addresses Rabbi Yossi's position and not the Rabbanan. Why? Mishum de Netulani Mina Yudim, Rabbi Yossi Ketani Lo. Because Rabbi Yossi is the author of the mission of the Netulani Mina Yudim, the Amar Rav Kahuna, because Rav Kahuna says, Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi Hi. The whole parak is Rabbi Yossi. Mimai, how does he know that our whole parak is authored by Rabbi Yossi? Kevi Dikdani Rabbi Yossi Omer, in our Mishnah, it says, it starts off, after Chachamim say, what's Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh? It says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, in Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. Then, Lamay to the Mitnah, at the end of that Mishnah, it concludes and says, Hare Zayefer Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Then it says, that is Divrei Rabbi Yossi. But why did the Mishnah have to repeat that these are the words of Rabbi Yossi? If already said, Amar Rabbi Yossi, of course Rabbi Yossi is speaking, why do you have to conclude Divrei Rabbi Yossi? Hello to the Mitnah. It's come to teach you that every subsequent mission after this is also Divrei Rabbi Yossi, and that the whole Perek is the position of Rabbi Yossi. So that only addresses, again, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that Tashmi Shemitah is Devarim Shebeino Leveina. But as regards to the Chachamim, we do not have a conclusion as to what their position is. With regards to Tashmish Hamita. I will deal with Allah in a second. Let me address your question, Shaul. If you turn to Amud Bet here, right, there is on the Amud Bet, on Hey Bet, Amud Bet, the last two lines in Rashi. Right? The last two lines in Rashi. Rashi asks exactly your question, Shaul. It says, Hi, Kaimel on Neder Shehutar Miksaso Hutar Kulo. Right? You know that a Neder that is Mutar Miksas, that's Rabbi Akiva's position, right? That Rabbi, or the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva that's accepted by Allah. That if you're Matar and Neder in part, it is the equivalent of being matter the whole netter. You can't have a whole netter, a half netter. Hane mile b'hataras chacham da'adifa. That is only true when it comes to Ataras Nedev. Haparas Baal Lo Amrinan Hapi. When it comes to Hapara, we do not say that. And that again might have to do with how it functions, right? Well, number one, it says that you have to Oyechel Devaro, right? That we say that it has to be Davar Kula Lo Mixas Davar, right? So first of all, the limud of Atara only comes from that pasuk, and so that limud might only apply to Ataras Nedarim and not to Hebrew. Haparas Nedarim is explicit in the pasuk, whereas Ataras Nedarim is an inference from that Oyechel Devaro, and the limud of Mixas comes from the pasuk where we learn Hataras Nedarim from, which is Lo Yechel Divaro. That's one. Number two is that a Hataras Nedar works by being Oker the Nedar Mikoro. So that's when you could say that if you're Matir Mixas the Nedar, then you are not, then his Divar is being, what is it called? Mutated or changed or somehow away from what he originally intended, because you're now undermining the nether mikdar. Whereas the hafara is a prospective nullification. Therefore, the nether was chal in its entirety. He only is wiping out going forward, he's wiping out a portion of it, but the nether at one point was chal in the entirety of its position. But just to address you, I was going to do it later in the day, but that's Rashi, and he throws it in here at the end of today's daf. All right, now back to the Amud Aleph. Now the Inyan Halacha. So now we have a problem. We have a Baya to Lo Yifshitan, right? We have again a question about the Chachamim. What's the Chachamim's position with regards to Hashmisha Mitah? And the Gemara is inconclusive about that. So what do we know about that? Right, these are same thing. We're well versed in Dharam now. Look, two lines down in the narrow lines in the Ran. Two lines down the narrow lines. It says the Inyan Halacha. See that the Inyan Halakha came into Bain Lo Yifshita, Maktina on the Chumra. So Bain Lo Yifshita, we go to Chumra. What's the Chumra over here? Right, that'll be considered. Veinu Meifel Bishim Tavarim Shebeinu Veinah. Right, the Chumra will be that you only consider it Tavarim Shebeinu Veinah because that gives you less ability to be made for the nether, right? It limits your ability to be made for the nether. Okay. We'll address, you know, the Ron already said above that, and he brings it again here. I don't know, maybe we'll do it later today, because I think he reiterates it. Yeah, he reiterates it later on today's daf, but I'll mention it now, but we'll get to it again on later on today's daf, that the, here with regards to who the halacha is like, right, that it's the machlokas harishonim, but the Ron leans heavily to those that say that the halacha is against Rabbi Yossi, so despite the fact that Rabbi Yossi is the author of all the Mishnayos in our parak, right, nevertheless, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and Halacha is like the Chachamim, because it's Rabbim v'Yochet, Halacha Rabbim. And number two, we're going to see that Amar Shmuel, this next line here in the Gemara, seems to indicate that Halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, whereas others pass on like Rabbi Yossi because that you have now a number of Stam Mishnayos that go like Rabbi Yossi, the whole parak. Now it's like Rabbi Yossi without mentioning Rabbi Yossi's name, and therefore it'll be Stam Mishnah. So that's the other Rishon that Paskin like Rabbi Yossi.
Well, I'm just saying that what
very good. Excellent. Very fantastic. That's what it is. Very good. Excellent. That's what the Ron says on the second half of today's daf. Who's going to give it away? Show. You're getting given away all this time saying that today's stuff. Yes, the Ron says exactly what you say. He says that he doesn't think it's a Stam Mishnah because the fact that Rav Huna says here that Kula Perek Rabbi Yossi, because it says at the end, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that is as if it was written Rabbi Yossi in all the subsequent Mishnayot. And exactly, they're not Stam Mishnayot. Excellent. All right. Right there in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. Shmuel said in the name of Levi, Kol Nidarim Baal Mefer Leishto. A husband can be a mefer all in the Dorim that a woman says, except for the one where she says, my benefit is restricted on someone else. She ain't a mefer. There she can't make it. If there she can't be, he can't be mefer because really doesn't have an effect, both of Ini Nefesh or Dorim Shebeinu Leveina. But about Hanat Kloni Alai, if she restricts someone else's Hana on her, then he's Mefer. Then he's able to be Mefer. So again, if she restricts her Hana on someone else, then he can't be Mefer, because there's no Inu Nefesh and there's no Dvarim Shabbat Elevena. It's not really affecting him. It might inconvenience him, but it's not really affecting him. Whereas in the other way around, if she says Hanat Kloni Alai, someone else's Hana, a benefit to me, is restricted, then he can be Mefer, because that person might be an integral part of their lives or where they source, you know, either their income or their food from. So Tanan, the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel from our Mishnah. Peros medina zu alai. If she says that the peros of a certain country are restricted to me, yabila mi medina acheret. The husband must bring it from another place. Right? So Amar Rav Yosef, so now that would reject what Shmuel said. Because it's the equivalent of saying hanat, right?
Each plenty.
Hanat alai. Right? And yet, we say to him, he can't be Mayfair, bring it from somewhere else. So why can't we say the same thing over here? But she says, Hanat Poni Alai, when she says, this guy is restricted from, I'm restricted from getting Hanat from him, just get it, source your stuff from someone else. Right? Why don't we say the same thing? So Amar Rav Yosef, the Kama should Tavi. Right? That she restricts, all right, the Okimta of Rav Yosef is that she restricts, who? I'm sorry? Right, so he can restrict, she restricts who is bringing it right over here. So if you look in the Ran, the Kamersha, the Viata, it's across from where we are in the Gemara, and they've dropped about three lines. It's in the narrowest line still, it's about four lines up in the narrowest lines of the Ran. Kamersha, the Viata. If you go into Kamera, Keres Medina Zualai, MTBM Ata, if you bring them, when someone else brings them, then she's not Osa them. So she's not restricting the particular country she's or location of getting the fruit. She's restricting who brings her from that location. So she's restricting her husband from bringing them from that location, which then allows her the opportunity to bring them from bring the source from that place, but just through someone else. So that's not an issue as long as he's not bringing them. So therefore, the nether is not so restrictive that we allow him to be made for the nether. So Tashma, Perot Chanbanize Alai, so she restricts herself in a certain makolet, right, says that I won't buy from here. And Yochal Haper, again, he cannot be made for it, because we can say, go get it from a different store. So Mar says, Hakanami Tekamra Shatavi Ata, that no, she restricted him from bringing it, but others can bring it. If they got it delivered on the makolot, it would be fine, as long as their husband doesn't bring it from the makolot. So again, that's different than Rav Huna's Shmuel's statement. Shmuel even says that if she restricts herself from getting hanah from someone, he can be meferet. So our mission, we just gave two examples where she restricts herself from getting hanah from somebody, either a country or a particular makolot, and yet we say he can't be meferet. So Rav Yosef distinguishes between the statement of Shmuel and the our Mishnah by saying, no, in our Mishnah, she says that you can't bring it. But if someone else brought it, it would be fine. So she's feeling the limit is very limited. Her nether is limited to her husband bringing it. Whereas in the other nether, where she says, this person can't give me any hana at all, she doesn't limit it to her husband bringing from this person, but she says in entirety she can't get it, and therefore he can be made for it. Now the Gemara says, well, what about the last part of our Mishnah? What happens if you get all your stuff from this makolet? Or meaning that he's the only one who's willing to offer you credit, Harizei Yefer. Then you're allowed to be made for the nether. If the whole problem is that all she restricted herself in was that her husband brings it, then why should we allow him to be made for the nether? Even if this is his whole source of income or his whole sourcing of food is from this, or credit is from this, a store, nevertheless, all they have to do is she could have someone deliver it, and it would work. So if the whole problem is that she's restricted her nether in our Mishnah to simply her husband can't perform this, then we can get around it. Why do we say he can be made for the nether when she says that when he gets his particular panosa from this and money, just say someone else should bring it, just like we said with the rest of the Mishnah. So it sounds like it can't be. Right, so it must be that if the Seifa can't be a case where she's only restricting her husband from bringing it, then the whole Mishnah is not that case. The Kimto just doesn't work. We can't explain the Mishnah in this way. Because limiting the Mishnah to the Baal then makes it incomprehensible what's happening in the later part of the Mishnah. Right? The last line I read is very strange. I mean, I say this doesn't read easily. The Ran brings three different girsos about our Gemara, what should be written here. Yet I don't think they're so important, only because they all say the same thing, basically, which is that, which I spoke outside to. I didn't read it well in the words. I just said it out. But basically, that the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah, since the last piece of the Mishnah cannot be explained by limiting it to simply that her husband is restricted from bringing from this gun money, that it must be that the other parts of the Mishnah are also not restricted by that limitation. And therefore, it would be a problem for Shmuel. Our Mishnah is a problem for Shmuel, because in Shmuel saying that if you restrict yourself in anah from an individual, that you can be made for that neder. The husband can be made for that neder. And yet in our Mishnah, we have cases where a woman is restricting herself and getting hanoah from certain people, and yet we say that he cannot be made for it. He has to get a source from someone else. So that's the problem. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer in a second. I just will point out one thing. The Ran makes asking an interesting question here, because the Mishnah, when we set up the Mishnah here, that the husband, if she just restricted her husband, right, then what should have been the response of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says when she takes a nether not to get benefit from a certain medina, from a certain country, what is the Mishnah's response? Why can't he be made for the nether? They say bring it from
somewhere else,
another country. But that should have been the response of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, if she just restricted it from her husband bringing it, the Mishnah should have said, let someone else bring it. Right. Why does he say bring it from another medina? It should say let someone else bring it. All right, so that's what the Ran asks. And the Ran asks that question, and gives an interesting answer, which I think is, if you look in the Ran, on the wide lines, not the widest lines, but in the wide lines, right below the Gemara. In the line right below the Gemara, it's the last word on that line says the Chitema. Right, the last word on that line says the Chitema, right over there. The Chitema, imken habale the mitne, yavila akher perot, mi perot, otam medina. Why does the Mishnah give the suggestion, bring from another country? It should say, let someone else bring it for her from the same country. Ella ika the meimar the mishum haftikatani. This is why it says it. Yavila me medina akher mishum shim loytala takana ayde baal. Apagav the isla takanta ayde akher meifer. That's very interesting. The Rambam says that in order for you or the husband not to be able to be made fair, you need actually two qualifications here. One is that there's a solution to the problem. What is the solution to the problem? Let someone else bring it. When she restricts herself simply and saying, you, my husband, can't bring it, then we say someone else can bring it. But that is not sufficient not to prevent the husband from being made for it. Why? Because the husband has to have a way to feed her himself. And that's what the Mishnah is addressing. The Mishnah is saying that the husband can bring it from somewhere else, from another country. Ah, you want to get it from this country? Even if the husband doesn't do it, someone else can bring it. Why is it important that we know that the husband has an out? Because if the husband has no out for himself, then he can be made from the nether, even though someone else can perform it.
And the other thing that we said is restricted is that if it's a nether, that she prohibits benefit from her on another person, then the husband cannot be made for that. Because it's kind of an effect. I kind of didn't understand the whole shot of that, because once he's involved, once it's him and not somebody else, he should be able to be made for it all along.
Right, but the guy's saying that these are, meaning that there's not enough restriction, meaning that there's a way around it. It's an easy enough way around it that we don't say that it's a problem for the husband. I mean, that's why when it's chen bani, it creates a huge problem when it's his only source of makolet and all that sort of stuff. So then you can't say, that's what they're not saying, then you can't say to the husband, go get it from another store, because the husband can't get it from another store, because this is the only place that gives him credit. And even there, when someone else can bring it from that store, we say he can be made for it, because of that issue. All right, so now, I thought that was an interesting thought that Ron has, that the husband has to have a solution, because if the husband doesn't have a solution, he can be made for it, even though someone else can solve the problem for him, because that would be too restrained. I think it's sort of addressing what you're saying, Shoal, which is that, okay, it's inconvenient in the husband, but all right, but we have the husband could deal with it. If the husband can deal with it, then we can even say that the other person can work with it. All right, now the Gemara says, okay, what is the answer? How do we solve the problem that our Mishnah is a steer at the Shmuel statement? The ratio in Yochel HaFer, right? Vitneka Maisi He, right? If the ratio is not a case where she cannot be made, what can I say? Umas Nisan, Rabbi Yossi. And our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So the fact that the ratio is a case where she's saying nobody can bring it to her, right? That's the issue. So we're back to the original assumption that our Mishnah is talking about when she restricts it in entirety from a country or from a chenbani. Why is it not a steward to the Sheet of Shmuel? Because our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel is passing like the Rabbonim. And since Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah, Shmuel is going against that position. Dama Rabbuna, who appear in Rabbi Yossi. Our whole parak is Rabbi Yossi. Oh my, ain't Yochel L'Hafer Mishum Inu Nefesh. That when it says you're not allowed to be made fair, you can't be made for Inu Nefesh. Aval made fair in the Darim Shabin Ol Debeinah. Even that, you can't be made for Inu Nefesh, but you could be made fair for Darim Shabin Ol Debeinah. Right, so now the Gemara did three things, had three stages here, and this is important because they don't seem necessary. And from this, the Ran learns out whether this is a, so if you look at like other Rishonim, like Tosfos and the Rosh over here, say that the Gemara is actually giving subsequent answers, different answers. Because the Gemara says, we have a statement of Shmuel. Our Mishnah is a problem for the statement of Shmuel. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara answers up, that is, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. No problem, Shmuel passes like the Chachamim. And that, our Mishnah is, Rabbi Yossi, no problem at all. But then, why does the Mishnah, then the Gemara gives another answer, which says, Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi. Is that necessary? This is the first Mishnah of the parrot. There it explicitly said Rabbi Yossi Omer. He sends the Mishnah. He says, why is bringing the additional statement that our whole parak is a BOC relevant at all? That's number one. Number two is, what is the line in the last line of the Gemara? Ma'in yachol l'hafer mishumuni nefesh. And even Rabbi Yossi, who says you're not allowed to be made fair, only says you're not allowed to be made for being a nefesh. But he agrees you can be made fair because the Baruch Shemin Olavei Nam. Why is that relevant? If Shmuel is possibly like the Chachamim, why is it relevant that Rabbi Yossi thinks this is not the Inu Nefesh, but Baruch Shemin Olavei Nam? If Chachamim thinks it's the Inu Nefesh, then there's nothing to talk about. Right, so a lot of the Rishonim, again, the Rishonim like the Rosh and the Tosfos say that this is a second answer. It's an additional answer to the Gemara, that even if you say that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you can't be made fair for Inu Nefesh, but you could be made fair for the Baruch Shemin Olavei Nam. That's what Shmuel's saying. Be made fair for Baruch Shemin Olavei Nam. So Shmuel could even be according to Rabbi Yossi. Now the Ran says no, it's all one big answer. It's one big answer, and that the Gemara is addressing numerous issues by going through each stage here. So now if you look at the Ran, it's the first line in the Ran on our top here. On page 8, I'm going to be at the top line of the Ran, Baha'i. Baha'i de Yitzchikh Lamehmer Hacha Amar Avuna Kuli Pirka Rav Yossi Lav Yishum Haimas Nisan Gufa. It's not because of the first Mishnah, it's not addressing the Mishnah, because there it says explicitly that I have a sign about Divrei Rav Yossi. Explicitly says that our Mishnah is Rav Yossi. That the problem is that further on in the Perek, there are other Mishnayos that would challenge the position of Shmuel. So the Gemara answers up front and says, no more questions from Mishnayos in our Perek, because our Perek is Rabbi Yossi. He tried to bring a first Mishnah, question from Shmuel's position from the first Mishnah. That you can't do, because it says Rabbi Yossi Omer. You want to come and bring additional proofs from Mishnayos in our Perek? Forget about it. The whole Perek is Rabbi Yossi, and we don't paskin, right? So it's a preemptive strike, right, to deal with this issue and says, don't bring any more Mishnahs from our parak because our whole parak is Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara is extending, meaning it's verbose. We don't need that answer at all. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's a sufficient answer for the position of Shmuel. At the time, Mishum to imi ita l'Rabbi Yossi lo matzim meifer l'filu Mishum t'varim shabin alvena l'lekulam imar t'advi rabbona nedah sheish go inu nefesh. It's very interesting. As opposed to all the other Rishonim here, the Rosh and the Tosfos, who say that this is an additional answer. Shinu Yachrina, that's what they say. Tosfos and the Rosh say, Shinu Yachrina. It's an additional answer. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel could still work, because Rabbi Yossi only said it doesn't work for any nefesh, but it works for Bidnari, 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 Bidnari. The Rosh says, no. This is a continuation to prove to you that what? That if he basically says that Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim would only be one step apart, not two steps apart. That means that if Rabbi Yossi held that you couldn't be made for this nether at all, meaning not Inui Nefesh, not Dvarim Shebein Olmenah, there's no way the Chachamim can hold that is Inui Nefesh. Meaning that they have to be, the only way the Chachamim can hold it's Inui Nefesh is Rabbi Yossi holds it's Dvarim Shebein Olmenah. They can only be one step away from each other, one level, one darga away from each other, but they can't be two levels away from each other. And that's the Rav says that this strengthens the point that the Chachamim hold that it's Inui Nefesh. The fact that Rabbi Yossi holds it's Varim Shebein Olvenah tells you that the Chachamim can hold that it is Inui Nefesh. And that's why the Gemara brought this last piece here. Not because it's an additional answer for Rabbi Yossi, but this shows you that Rabbanan hold that it is Inui Nefesh.
But the Rabbanan hold that it is Inui Nefesh. In other words, Like, what's the point? If he can be made for it, because it's still in the Torah to be able to be not, so why make an issue of the fact that he can't be made for it because it's not even nefesh?
Because of the
Achirim. Because of the
Achirim.
Right. No, but you know, there's always specifying whether it's in a principle, saying it's a cloud. If it's been able to be not, then he can. And if it's Achirim, then he can. We know that that's Rabbi Yossi. Why does he have to...
No, that's everybody. That's the position. Rabbi Yossi's teaching us that the Chamim holds it's in a nefesh, so he can be made for others. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's Torah should be able to be not. And that's the difference. That'll be the nap community between them. It's, but
what is that? It's not the same Rabbi Yossi that's Cholik with Gabe Rechitza and Tishu.
Yeah, yeah.
No, same. How does this tie in with Paris? I mean, what's the logic that if Rechitza said that in Guf, then also in the Nefesh, then also having him, having her not be able to buy Paris in this particular Chenbari, is that Chumra, you know what I'm saying? Then what's the correlation between the two?
Why are they both considered Dvarim Shebein Olavein, huh?
No, why are they both considered like something that Rabbi Yossi says? Yeah, but Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi says they're not Inay Nefesh. None of these are Inay Nefesh.
Oh, I mean, like, it's not like this is a shower, Kishutim, you know.
Yeah, but the case
what makes this one fit into that category?
The case that Rabbi Yossi said he is Inay Nefesh.
Paris alive. When she said Paris alive, I'm alive.
So maybe it's only variations of, you know, the Paris case.
Rabbi Yossi says, we learned this last Tadak, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Rechitza and Kishut are not Nibula, are not... Whether he holds the Dvarim Shebein Olavein Ha, that was what the Ram brought down, was a question, but it seems to be that everybody holds that, holds that it's the Dvarim Shebein Olavein Ha, even though it's not Inay Nefesh. Kishud and Rechitza. Then he gives an example of Inay Nefesh, which is Peros Olam Alai. And then he says there are certain cases of Peros where, like if he says Medina Achas, she says Medina Achas, or she says Kanvani, that it can't be made for them. So where it says that, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who thinks Peros are Inay Nefesh, those he can't be made for Inay Nefesh, but he can be made for Dvarim Shebein Olavein Ha. So that's just the stage. So that's the Ron says here. So that's the purpose of bringing down the Rabbi Yossi, this whole thing about Rabbi Yossi here is to teach you what the position of the Chachamim is. Again, as opposed to others we've shown him here who think it's a second answer to answer up why Shmuel, even according, that Shmuel could even be according to Rabbi Yossi. Right now, we go to Bekevon. If you look down, skip down in the Ron to the word Bekevon. It's in, as the lines widen here, the second line, as the lines widen there, there's a big Bekevon there. Became in that sitna to Shmuel the Amar Karabana. So this again, I said this on the previous time, and the Ron said this himself earlier, that since Shmuel Hoskins like the Rabbanan here, Naktinon Kabatayu. The Apagav, the Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, Lav Stamin, Stamin Inu. So this is what you said, Shoal. That even though, right, the whole parak is Rabbi Yossi, and it should be then that Rabbi Yossi is a Stam Mishnah Mishapatanoi, Kate Nakoni Tana. Dibre Rabbi Yossi or Sarah, Habikilu Tnan, Behedjo, Bakulu Masnisen, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Does it explicitly wrote Amar Rabbi Yossi in each of the Mishnahs? And that's what exactly what you suggested, Shoal. That the fact that we have a tour of the Lashon to teach you that Rabbi Yossi is the author of the whole parak, that's as if it's written explicitly in each Mishnah that Amar Rabbi Yossi. Had it just been that we figured it out, we inferred that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, then it would be a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. But the fact that the first Mishnah has this extraneous Lashon to teach you that every Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, that's the equivalent of having written Rabbi Yossi in it, and therefore it's no longer a Stam Mishnah. That's what the Pesach of the Ramban, Paratavti Zelamala. Here it explained this in Peyalik, we learned it, and I mentioned it on Amr Alach also. V'achim omrim, to the Maskana Shmuel Rabbi Yossi mitukma. No, according to Maskana Shmuel is like Rabbi Yossi. V'achim Masnisan, Rabbi Yossi, he, Umayyan Yachal Afer, Mishum Nidri Nefesh, Mishum Dvar Mishum Nidri Nefesh. That's according to the other Mishum, we say that the Gemara gave an additional answer. Shmuel's not necessarily like the Rabbanan. According to the Ran, Shmuel's like the Rabbanan, and the whole sugya here is explaining the Rabbanan's position. But according to those other Mishum, we say that the last answer is to say that Shmuel could even fit according to Rabbi Yossi. And Shmuel's not necessarily like Rabbanan. He's also like, you can answer up like Rabbi Yossi.
Shmuel doesn't qualify his statement as to what the basis for it is.
Right.
It's,
and that's sure, Dvar Mishum Nidri. Right. So according to those Mishum, we see that last line in the Gemara as an additional answer, not a continuation of the answer, then Rabbi Yossi Shmuel could even hold like Rabbi Yossi. If that's the case, Rabbi Kamar must listen Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Mefer, Rabbi Yossi, exactly what you're saying. That when he said Mefer, he meant Dvarim Shebein Olavein Ha.
Maybe a stretch of point. I can even sort of say it's implicit in Shmuel, because what is he? What's his rule? What is he excluded? Chutzpah Hanaseh Alplonim Shenu Mefer. In other words, what is that? That's when it's her to others, so it's not they know they not. So therefore,
you're saying that even the other statement of Shmuel would sound like the things that we're dealing with are Dvarim Shebein Olavein Ha. They're not favorite, right? Okay, he says below Nehira. Right, he says that's not. He that Ron rejects this position of the other Rishonim. There's no reason to say, then the first answer is meaningless. Meaning that if we wanted Shmuel to pass like Rabbi Yossi and say it's Rabbi Yossi, then why bring the fact that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi? Who cares if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi? Just say, Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, and that's it. Right? I mean, we see Rabbi Yossi, Dam Rabbuna, Kul Pirkin Rabbi Yossi. I'm reading the Masnissan, the Tani, Lo Yefir Mishnah, Adrian Nefesh Kamar. Shmuel, Amar Mefir Mishnah, Dvarish Menel. Our Mishnah is addressing Inu Nefesh. And Shmuel is not addressing that at all. Right? But how can cycle on the Piruka the Shmuel, Ma Fupat Lan, Tu Masnissan Mani, Elevati Kamar. I mean, that, according to the Ron says, well, that's really nice if the only answer was the last answer here, according to the Shinu Akhrina. I mean, according to those who show him say there's another answer here, why bring the first answer at all? If the whole halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yossi anyway, and Shmuel is possible like Rabbi Yossi, just bring the answer for Rabbi Yossi. The fact that the Gemara tries at first to interrupt and say this is Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, already shows you that the Gemara is going in a different direction. Right? And then, what does the Ron do with that last line? That's what we explained. The Ron doesn't see that as an additional answer. It sees it as a continuation to prove to you that the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds the Reim Shabbat went up means that the Chum think it's Inui Nefesh. Alright, go there. Alright, let's start the next Sugir. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Notra Mishtei Kikarot Be'achat Mit'aneh Uve'achat In Mit'aneh. She takes a nether from two Kikarot. She will not get benefit from two Mit'aneh. One of them is an Inui Nefesh. And one of them is not Inui Nefesh. How is that? All right, so the Rashi brings down, the Ron brings one, Rashi brings one. Right, she says that she's starving. And she has two loaves of bread in front of her. So one loaf of bread will solve the problem of her being starving. So the second loaf of bread is not necessarily Inui, meaning that only one of them is sufficient to create the, to remove the Inui Nefesh. You don't need a second one. Most of the other Rishonim, and Rashi brings this as a second interpretation, is that there are two different types. One is whole wheat, and one is white bread. Alright, so, or one is, one is like a bread that would be considered, you know, human quality bread, and the other one is, that's animal quality bread. Right, so that's it, what you feed to animals. I mean, not today, today we eat whole wheat, but then those days that was not, you know, pat nikiya, solit nikiya was considered to be the white bread was like the highlights, right? Whole wheat bread was for the poor people. Pat kibar. So that's it. So she has two loaves of bread. One of them is white bread and one of them is pat kibar. So then one of them is inu nefesh because she would normally eat the white bread and that would be inu nefesh, whereas the pat kibar is not inu nefesh. So that's the other way to explain why the two kikarot are not.
Well, you thought to explain it the first way to rush this, but when you think about it, it's almost impossible to say otherwise. It's true. It's like once she eats one, right, everyone's not really.
The only problem with that is that you don't, if you look at each loaf,
each one's visually intact.
Right, meaning that you can't say if one loaf is the Inui, right, then the other one is not, but we don't know which one is the Inui and which one's not, which makes them not identifiable. I think that may be why the Mishnah leaned away from that. Alright, so now what happens? And the Mar says, Mitokshu Mefer Lemitane, Mefer Lishenu Mitane. So Migo, or here we are, like Gilgul Hafara. Just because he can be Mefer for the one that is Inui Nefesh, he can also be Mefer for the one that is not Inui Nefesh.
Without specifying anything? Or in other words, is it since he was made for this, so that one's a melem mufar, or is it that since he's from there?
I mean, that he's also actively made for. He can be mufar the whole nether, basically.
That's sort of that last point that you just made. That's basically what it's saying now. Even though, you know, really only one kikar is necessary to remove your nefesh, since it could be a second chakras, right? It's like if you need a spoon, right, you can wash all the spoons, because any one of them could be the one that you need, right? So it's.
Right.
But isn't it once he's made for one, then the next one in line becomes like the first one, and therefore he'd be able to be made for it anyhow?
Well, I mean,
maybe they could do it together.
Uh-huh. No, because I don't think so. Once she has both for bread, then the other one...
No, but she always had both. But even when she had the first one, if she has two in front of him, he makes another on one.
No, she made another on both.
On both, I'm saying, but we said...
One would not be an Inui Nefesh. The whole point is that only Shteki Karot are Inui Nefesh, not one is Shteki Nefesh.
But now he's saying that even though he's made for the first one, he's made for the second one.
Yeah, I think it's a Gilgul. This is like a Migo. Migo or Gilgul that we've seen in other places, Gilgul Shua, once... Even though a person's not chayv in something, we magalga l'shua on them because once we're in the parsha, we say go ahead. Or here, once he's being made for, we say go ahead and be made for the whole thing. We'll see. Again, I'm not sure that the svara is as complicated as we're making out to be. Because guess what? Someone's going to argue. Ravati amar biopen made for the mitana, made to be for the shena mitana. You can only be made for that which is inu nefesh, that which is not inu. Bigadam, right? And there's some that say, by me name Rabbi Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Asim Rabbi Ask, Nidra Mishtik, Gars, Bachat, Mitanev, Hanidim, Mahu, Amalay, Mephil Mitanev, Mephil Shinamitanev. Right? It can be made for one and not made for the other. All right, I'm going to stop the Gemara here. I'll just do some Ran with you just to go through what some of the issues are. So if you look down in the Ran, in the word Rav Asi, where says Rav Asi? See the word Rav Asi? You see the word Ravasi, it's about in the widest lines in the Ran, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down in the middle of the line there. You see that? Ravasi? Okay, so if you go back to the beginning, if you just go where it says Ravasi, if you go back about 10 words back in that line, it says Mayfair. But Sha'ina Mitana, Bigroro to Mitana. He's able to, none of this, so the Ran's not giving any of you, like both what you, Yossi and Shoal, what you guys are saying, he's not giving any sophisticated.
If you say it's different types of bread, then very simple.
Right.
Because then one is, that's Ramesh Kibu, because right. Each one on its own.
Well, one of them is not relevant to the Yina at all.
So, you know, that makes sense. But it's both.
Right, Rashi is the only one who introduces this idea of having two breads that are equal, and then you're saying.
It makes sense, because I mean, then it's easy, then it's not as good.
Yeah, but then you, once you made for the nether for one of them, there is no Yina Nefesh, because she has a loaf to each that, she's not hungry anymore. So there's no Yina Nefesh regards to the second one.
Yeah, but even when she met on the first one, you had the second one around.
No, but she did it together. That's the whole point, she did it together. Alright, so anyway, he says nothing sophisticated, he just says it's Groro. Shei Mitana, Groro de Mitana. Bafu, Hefer, Stam, Kola, Neder, Mufar. That answers what your question is. He doesn't have to specify each one, he just says Mufar and Neder, it wipes out the whole Neder. It doesn't just wipe out the Inu and Nefesh part of the Neder, because it's a single Neder, and you're made for the Neder, it takes out the whole Neder. Okay? Ravasim, Rabbi Yochanan.
It would be second if you can say, right now she's starting, she's one loaf, she's not going to be starting anymore. Okay, so now she's got one more loaf of bread. She's not starving now, but you know, 6 hours she might be. So that loaf is also potentially going to be.
I mean, I hear you. I don't think the Gemara doesn't say something like that, but I definitely hear what you're saying. That one, you know, do we just look at the here and now, or do we look at the possibility in the future that it would be necessary? Alright, so Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan made for the Mitan Benim Rabbi Yochanan Mitan Mishum to Leisbach Hach Karora. He doesn't hold this Gar Karora. Hilka, Afilu Hefer Befeirush the Mitan of Ein Mitan. If explicitly is made there for both parts in the Neder, Einu Mufar the Einu Mitan. It doesn't work for the Einu Mitan part. Kach Pershu Rabotai. He says, that's my reason. Below Ra Iti Lehed Mehem Begror the Shmuel Tam Loma. So this is it. Why does the Gemara work here? This is what you guys are asking, right? He goes, these are what my Rebbeim explained, but nobody explained why does Grora work in this case. This is what they argue about. Because when it says Yefer, the Baal has to be made for the entire nether. If he's only made for a part of it, that which is made for it does not work at all. This will be a Gemara further on, we'll deal with it then. To came Mishin Nidra Mishnei Kikaros, or he can Neder Echad. It's as if it's one Egar, that he's unable to divide the Neder in half. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, the affirmative. Since he has the right to be made for Neder for the part that is in your Nefesh, he can do the other part. Because if you say he can't be made for that other half, that half hafara does not work. So then we have to be ma'afshar him to be made for the entire thing, because if he's only made for, allow him to be made for the inner nefesh, it won't work.
That's the part that we said before.
Right, you were asking about Rashi. Right, okay. But that is, now let's see, but you have to explain Ravasi. Ravasi says you can't be made for a part of it, right? So you have to explain the position of Ravasi. To came to the Rachmani, I believe, Rishus, Lapir, Nidarm, Sheshman, Yenipish, Al Korchacha, Mayfair, Apshay, Mitanet, to Mitanet, Shay, Nidanet, Talia. The two are connected according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right. So here's Rav Yochanan. The severe lay nahidi a ferenu amarachmana the mashmei kulei below palge halamarcha should start the fair kol haneder shehu yochol the hafer. It has to be made for the entire nether that he has the ability to be made for. Not when it says how far, it doesn't mean the entire nether. It says it has to be made for the entire nether that he has rights to be made for. So that'll answer your question, Joel, right? That's it. The Yafrenu Kra, Ainu Nefesh Koi, because it specifically says, La No Nefesh, right? It says, La No Nefesh, Isha, Frenu, Isha, Yukimenu, right? That the, you're modifying, when you say that the Hafara, right, when you say that the person is allowed to be made for them, you're modifying which is, what is he allowed to be made for? He's allowed to be made for that La No Nefesh, that which is, Inoy nefesh, right? Kol neder b'chushar. He said, "Lanot nefesh, yishai yikmenu b'yishai yifarenu." So he has to be maker anything that is in your nefesh. So entirety is not the entirety of the whole neder, but the entirety of the inoy nefesh here, right? So that's the cry, then your nefesh cry. He'll call kol sheifer kol mashiach boi your nefesh, but hachi sagi yifarenu kinen be. And then the Ron says at the way end of this Ron, he actually points out another chiddush about this. Now, based on his explanation of what's going on here, if you look 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom in the Ron, it's towards the end of that line, it says Epshar. See, towards the end of the line, it says Epshar. 5 lines from the bottom of the Ron, you see that? Epshar, Ika Lameimar. You see that? Epshar, Ika Lameimar. You see it? It's 5 lines from the bottom, 2, 4, 5, towards the end of the line, Epshar, Ika Lameimar. You see that? Right? Epshar, Ika Lameimar. The Epshar, the Spirale, the Shmuel, the Yafireno, Mashma, Kulei, Velopagli, Biuni, Nefesh, Vechut, Ktiv. It's only when it comes to Ini Nefesh. Velashma, Kalei, Bidvarim, Shabena, Levena. But if it was Dvarim, Shabena, Levena, even he would agree, even Shmuel would agree that it can only be made for a portion of it. So again, Shmuel, this answers your question. The Tulamina Yudim is a case of Dvarim, Shabena, Levena. Why? The questions that Gemara is going to ask are from cases of inu nefesh, and not from tulam in yudim. Milsa the shaykh of the taimahi. He thinks, I think there's a reason that makes sense why I'm saying this. Why? The inu nefesh mishum kapeda di dahu. The inu nefesh, the reason you can be made for them is because they are relate to her. The machi made for the inu yagabahi, because the inu is for her, and therefore you can be made for them. Mushumhaki inu medinshi for the chatim. There's no reason to say they should be cut in half. Daimi ani, let's fake. Because that causes her more pain. Is because of what the husband's issue is. He'll cup might low cup it. Whatever the husband wants, whatever bothers him, he can be made for. Whatever doesn't bother him, he can get rid of it. The Ron says an interesting thing. He explains the machlokas here, not in, but we were, like you, Shaul and Yossi, were trying to suggest some sort of sevara. He says it's got to do with the limudim in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yishai yikimenu, Yishai yifirenu. Later on in the parak, we say that Yishai yifirenu means he has to be made for the entire nether. What is the entire nether? Is the entire nether literally the entire nether? Right, that's what Shmuel is saying over here. Or is the entire nether the anot nafesh? The inu nefesh part of the nether, the part that he's entitled to be made for, he has to be made for that in its entirety. And that's my focus between Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan here, is when it comes to being hafara kule, how do we define kule? Do we define it kule by the whole nether, or do we find it by the inu nefesh aspect of the nether? And based on that, the Ron says that maybe Amar Yudam Shmuel is limited to inu nefesh. The whole limit here of the kule nether might only have to do with the inu nefesh, because by inu nefesh, where it's her, that means the inu is on her, right? And there's no reason for the Baal to differentiate between one or the other to make differentiations, because it's the woman. Inu nefesh applies to her across the board. Why should the husband be able to decide which part is the inu nefesh? That is inu nefesh's entirety. Well, because the rim should be no levena, when it comes to interactions between the husband and the wife, where the inu nefesh is really, or the problem is for the husband. The husband has an issue here, then the husband can be made for that which is an issue for him, not that which is not an issue for him. And therefore, Amar Shmuel will agree with Varim Shabbino Lebeina that he can only be made fair the aspect of Shabbino Lebeina and not the other aspects. And that will answer your question, so what about the Tulam in Yudim? We just said that's Varim Shabbino Lebeina. And therefore, the Baal can only be made fair the aspect that is relevant to him, the Tashmish that's relevant to him, but not the Tashmish Alachirim, which is not relevant to him. All right, we'll stop here. The person can ask questions, obviously, on their positions tomorrow, but we'll stop here because it continues straight.